great day and grand rison, gods and goddesses, queens and queens, and billionaires. Thank you so much for tuning in to Naomi's House. Gonna take a little twist on Naomi's House. I was coming in a lot when I started doing our vision and our mission statement, reciting the 42 laws of Ma'at, and doing our thankful prayer, our forgiveness prayer. I'm gonna kind of do a shift from that. I am going to just kind of do some week experiences, what went on the week, how I analyzed the week, and go from there. So my week was great, as always. My weeks are always great because I always look at the glass half full instead of half empty. I'm always looking at the positive things and not the negative things. And so with that being said, my week was really great. I wanted to talk about my week instead of just kind of going into the original, because I think sometimes we go through things, whether it's good or bad, and sometimes because of what we go through, we may consider them being bad or negative. And just wanted to shed some light on some things that I experienced this week. I am also going to start doing some oracle readings, and there will just be oracle readings for Monday. So if you want your personal readings, you can just email me at thequeenscrown12@gmail.com, and that's thequeenscrown12@gmail.com. So if you want a personal reading, you just send me an email. I'll check your email. I'll get back with you. We'll set up a date and a time, and we can do your personal reading for you. Personal readings are $30, so you can either Cash App it to me, or PayPal. I have my PayPal as well. Or you can send me your card if you feel comfortable with doing that, and I'll guarantee you I'm not trying to steal anybody's card number, because I have a very good job. I love my husband, I love my children, and I plan on being with them the rest of my life. So, and I've worked at the Sheriff's Department before here in our local county. I don't want to be in there on the other side. So, but with that being said, I understand your hesitantness on that as well. So that's why I have those other places available for you to be able to submit your payments. But so what I just wanted to share with you about what happened this week. This week was an interesting week, as all weeks are with me. I'm a proactive person, not a reactive person. So with that being said, there was a pastor, a very, very, very good friend of mine, who married my husband and I, and she had her pastor's anniversary going on. And a lot of people that know me, I'm not church affiliated, and I am not, I don't subscribe to any particular religion, but I do believe in a higher power. I don't believe in what people believe in its natural state. I believe in God and the higher power in the spiritual realm, and that there is so much that he requires of us, or that spirit requires of us, than the natural things that people try to do to put them in a box. So with that being said, I was asked to do words of encouragement for her on Tuesday night, and I did, and it was awesome. The other speaker was awesome as well, and then the speaker of the night, he was awesome as well, gave some really, really good points that I am the type of person, I say, when you go into this grocery store, you go in, get what you need to get, and if there's something that does not pertain to you, or something that you don't quite get, well, you leave it on the shelf. You know, it's not for you. But you don't discount it, because it could be for somebody else in the store. I gave words of encouragement, gave her the words that Oludumare had given me. Of course, I didn't say Oludumare in the church, but I did say God had given me a word for her, and it was a right time word, because I went to every service, the Tuesday night, Friday night, and even the Sunday afternoon service, and I'm telling you, it all lined up. So I knew that it was all God, it was all universe, and it was all love, spirit, peace, joy, and happiness, and all that stuff rolled up into one. So I went Friday night, and there was a word also that was given, awesome word. And then Sunday night, I walked in with a spirit of heaviness, and I couldn't understand why, but then I realized why, you know. And sometimes you have to understand why you're being sensitive. You have to understand that you have to be sensitive to the spirit and what spirit is saying to you. And if you're not, spirit will whoop you up. And for those who are in the spiritual realm. You know, if you're not in the spiritual realm, then that'll go over your head. You won't quite understand that. But those of you who are in the spiritual realm, you'll understand that there are some things that you cannot participate in, and there are some things you are supposed to. And so with that being said, I did. I walked in with a spirit of heaviness, got through myself. By the time I got home, spirit had whooped me up a little bit on what I should and should not have done, what I should and should not have participated in. And so there was a young lady that brought me to the, service because I don't have a car right now. And so I had to call and apologize to her if I was a disservice to her based on my actions. And she was okay with it. And so we got on with that. Also what we're going to be doing for this week is, also what I'm going to be doing for today is I'm going to do an oracle card reading for Monday nights. So I'll do one oracle card reading. And like I said, you all can call me for your own personal readings if you'd like, for the rest of the days, or your, you know, personal readings. These are just general readings, but, I am going to be doing oracle reading from the Keepers of Light, oracle readings. And these cards are by Kyle Gray. The artwork, which you will not be able to see, of course, is Lily Moses. Beautiful artwork. I love it. I love it. I love it. Without further ado, just want to add a little bit more onto my experience that I had for this week. Is that the word was awesome. He came from, I can't even remember. I wrote it down because I did a lot of writing, because that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been told to do by spirit, to write down everything that I hear, so that I can go back and research and study. Don't want anybody telling me anything. And because this was a church, you know, of course they're doing things in the Christian manner. So, I don't care where it's at. It can be on the street, a wino on the street. If there's a word that I need to get, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get whatever it is I need to get, because I am accounted to people. I'm accountable to people, and people are accountable to me. And so I have to make sure that I am in the position where I need to be able to minister or teach or coach or mentor those that I am called to and that are called to me. So with that being said, it was an awesome word. And he came from the Genesis when he talked about Lot. And it was so much, it was a different teaching than what I had ever heard about it. But he was talking about snatching out those that are called to you, so that they won't be caught up in a whole bunch of mess. And some people may know the story about Lot, some people don't. But it was a message for me. There are some people that are called to me, and I need to snatch them out of whatever situation they're in, get them on the right track. So that word was for me. So I thank so much for the person that gave the message. I go plenty of places, doesn't matter whether it's church or not, or any other places. When you have a person in leadership, you know, I hold them accountable for things that they do and don't do. So, you know, of course, I'm always critiquing things, and that's based on how Oludumare gives it to me. But I won't get into that. We'll talk about church and church etiquette and church people at another time. It won't be on this segment. So, like I said, I will be doing oracle card readings. And these oracle card readings, like I said, is coming from the Keepers of Light by Kyle Gray. And I picked 5 cards. I will be doing more cards. I will be actually doing a 7-card draw. But tonight, just to start, I'm going to do a 5-card draw. And the cards that I chose, the cards that was chosen by Spirit is Mary Magdalene, Faith, Lady Venus, Sanat Kumara, and Hilarion. And there are some, I'm telling you, it's these cards, when they came up, I was like, oh wow, you know. So I'm eager to hear what Spirit has to say in regards to what it is that Spirit is calling you to and needing you to do. So Like I said, we're going to do the 5-card reading. The first one is Mary Magdalene, and Mary Magdalene is the teacher. It talks about the teacher and awakens. The teacher and awakens is it's interesting, you know, because it is giving. It's talking about that you have. It's saying that you have something important to share. And so a lot of times people think that they don't have anything to give, depending on their walk of life. There are some people that know that they have certain things to give. But the Mary Magdalene is a teacher awakening. Teacher, we know that somebody that's giving something to somebody. So you have something important to share. You have to follow your inner call and don't let anything stop you. What you have to do is you do have to understand that you don't have the full picture of who Mary Magdalene actually was. Mary Magdalene was one of the women in the Bible that followed Jesus. But we do know from the spiritual text, and then we're talking about the scriptures, that she was a great visionary and she was a teacher with clairvoyant abilities, okay? Because she was able to see angels and the soul of her twin flame, who was Jesus, okay? Some people go all off in left field and says that Mary Magdalene was Jesus's girlfriend or something like that. And my thing is that I don't know why Jesus can't have a girlfriend or something. Everybody else has one. Why can't he? You know, but anyway, so that's who Mary Magdalene was. Now, after Jesus had passed away, that's when people were saying that Mary Magdalene was his girlfriend, okay? She also had the ability to shake up crowds of people to bring their hearts and their minds back to the highest good, which was God, okay? She now devotes her time to supporting us in bringing about the radical changes that the earth needs in order to prosper. All right. And to encouraging those who feel the need to teach the joy of spirit. So there are people out there. You are out there that you have an urge to teach and you have an urge to teach people the joy of spirit. OK, Mary is a rebel heart in many ways. Oh, there's a lot of people. Mary Magdalene is almost like me. She's a rebel at heart, okay? And she helps those light workers who feel restricted by the opinions of others to step up and to speak their truth. I was speaking to a young lady today. She has a podcast on Facebook and it's called Sisters Speak Up. And, I spoke up with something that she had mentioned. She had an issue going on. And so I spoke up and it was pretty much contrary to what she saw what's going on in the situation. So I was like the adversary, you know, but she heard my heart. And even though we agreed to disagree, she still heard my heart and we were able to continue our conversation, get on with it and move forward. And that's what Mary Magdalene, she teaches us. She awakens us to truth. Okay. So I had to speak my truth. All right. So that's what she does. She helps those light workers who feel restricted by the opinions of others to help us to step up and to speak our truth. And there's an additional message with Mary Magdalene is that you have to have a strong desire to share what you have learned. So whatever you've learned, it's your time now to share. You may feel that people will dismiss you or ridicule you, and that's how I felt. But don't worry. Mary Magdalene is here to guide you through your entire process. Your vulnerability is actually your greatest strength because you're trusting the power of your soul. You gotta dig deep down within your soul. I heard, and I can't think of Ralph Smart. He would call them deep divers. So you have to trust your power of your soul. And that part of it can never, ever, ever be broken, okay? You are a wonderful teacher and you're a leader and the world needs you. You need to know this, okay? You're being backed by heaven. Olodumare, God, you are being backed, okay? So you got to step forward and you got to share all that you've learned. Awesome. That's awesome. Mary Magdalene, she's the teacher and awakens. She's a teacher that awakens. Our next card that's drawn is faith. All right. Now, faith is talking about humanity and benevolence. Okay? And so what faith is also talking about is she's saying to stay calm, trust the good in yourself, trust the good in others, and see the light in the world. A lot of times we go in, like I talked about how I went into that service yesterday, and I went in with a negative spirit. You know, you've got to see light in the world. So many people, that's all they do is see the negative in everything, and that's all they can pull out is the negative. They can see the wrong in everybody, but they don't even see the wrong in their own selves. And there's a scripture, and I know there's a scripture that says that, you know, I can't even quote it right now, but it talks about how can you talk about somebody else when you have your own plank in your eye or something like that. But those of you who know the scriptures know what I'm talking about. And what Faith is talking about, Faith is an archangel, okay? And she's focused on bringing out our benevolence. She is the twin flame of Archangel Michael. Now, Archangel Michael is my archangel. He protects me. He fights for me. He guides me, shows me what it is that I need to do. And so that's who Faith is. Faith is Archangel Michael's twin flame. And she is on a divine mission to help us to recognize that humans are basically good and aligned with love. They're basically good. There are things in this earth that we learn based on our experiences. Just like I was giving you my experience for this week, and Faith is here to let you know we have experiences, but that is not the all be all. That is not who we are, and that is not how we're guided. Okay? We should not be guided on our emotions. Okay? Faith, she helps us to recognize that that we as humans are basically good and aligned with love. Just like her name, she is all about faith and trust. She reminds us that the world has taught us to believe that we're separate from love. See, the world tries to make us think contrary to what the Almighty has already told us who we are and who He is. And that if we begin to see the good in others, then we will start to cultivate a loving experience of the world around us. So if we see love and we see love in us and around us, we see love in us, then the world around us and the people around us and that we're connected with, we'll see the love in them. We have got to stay calm and we have got to breathe. A lot of times we're so busy running. We're so busy. And we don't have time to calm our spirits down and just to take a breath. Meditation is this is meditation time. You have to realize that you're a divine being of love who has done so much good in this world. I don't care if it's one good thing you've done in this world. You've done it, okay? You don't stop at that one good thing, but you continue to do it. You may be going through personal transformations and you feel that you're not getting anywhere. It's like I say, you may have done one good, two good, but you still don't feel like you're going anywhere. Keep going. The Archangel Faith, she's drawing close to you. She's drawing close to guide you beyond the limitations. So you have set the brakes and you have set limitations on yourself. But she's here to guide you beyond the limitations that your ego or your fears have created for you. See, we have gotten these egos and these fears and we've built up a wall. You may be trying to work out who you're supposed to trust. First, you got to trust yourself. A lot of times we're defeated because we don't trust or believe that we can do a thing. When you do this trust and you recognize that you are made of love, you'll attract those who reflect that love. And then you can enjoy true friendships and loving relationships and know that good is here to stay. I have met some people in past relationships, and there was no love because there was no trust, you know? So you will know trust when you know love. So that's our second card reading is Faith. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Our third card reading is Lady Venus. And Lady Venus, oh my goodness, she talks about downloads and understanding. Okay, so what does that mean? Downloads and understanding. Truth is being revealed. Deep insights are coming from heaven and the astral realm. All right? Lady Venus is the twin flame of Sanat Kumara. And y'all are probably like, well, who is Sanat Kumara? But it's awesome because when I dealt the cards, you'll find out who Sanat Kamara is. Now, she's a twin flame of Sanat Kamara and is said to reside on the astral realm surrounding the planet Venus. Okay, that's why she's called Lady Venus. The light beings of Venus, known as Venusians, are now coming to light workers on Earth. You've heard the saying or the scripture, those of you who know the scripture, as it is in heaven, so shall it be on Earth. So the light workers, they are now, as they are in the astral realm, they're now light workers on the earth. And they're here to help us with our connections and our understanding and our capacity to share divine love. And we just talked about faith. And faith tells us to look at ourselves, to stay calm and trust the good that's in ourselves. And Lady Venus comes to tell us that she comes to help us to understand, to connect, with us, to share our divine love, to share divine love with others. Lady Venus is a wonderful keeper of the light to call on when you're trying to forge a connection with the heavens, okay? You're trying to get a connection. You're wondering why there's not a breakthrough. You call on Lady Venus. Or you're finding it difficult to understand the signs, symbols, and the guidance that you're being sent to physically or through meditation. You're meditating, you're praying, you're trying to figure out what it is that God is trying to say to you. Lady Venus will come and she's going to help guide you through that process. She also allows us to connect with our focus on particular energies so that we can understand them, that we can understand the energies more. And if that you are studying a spiritual subject at this time, call on Lady Venus to help you. It'd be an awesome thing to do. Hearing high-pitched noises, seeing flickers of light, and having the sense that beings are visiting you in your sleep are all signs that you're receiving downloads from heaven. When we saw that word downloads and understanding, when you're sleeping and you're dreaming, God is downloading some information in your spirit. And that's why I have a TV in my room, and I just put it in there because my husband likes to watch TV, and I am praying that he will not really want it in the room, because I just don't believe in television in your room, because all of that stuff, if it's on and you go to sleep with it on, all of that stuff is, it will get in your spirit and it will download in your spirit, and you're wondering why you're all off balance or you're feeling a certain kind of way. But this is your time when you're asleep. This is the time that God begins to download information from heaven for you. And if you don't have your spirit clear during that time of download, you know, you can miss the mark. Whenever this is happening, you want to spend as much time as possible in contemplating so that you can ask the universe what you really need to know. Okay, got to be really sensitive. And this card also, it represents downloads of information that's being received by your mind. And so you've got to know that the universe sees you as being capable of holding soul-centered information that will help you and will also help others, those that are out there that are called to you, that you are called to reach a new level of understanding. Okay, so that's what Lady Venus is about. She's about those downloads and those understanding. So the next time you want to go to sleep with your TV on, just think about it. Cut that TV off and spend some time with spirit and allow spirit to download some information to you so that you will be prosperous and be able to communicate with other people that are needing the information it is that God has given you. All right. And so with that being said, talking about Lady Venus and who she was and who she is, our next card pull is Sanat Kamara. And we talked about Sanat Kamara. She's the twin. Sanat Kamara is the twin flame of Lady Venus. And Sanat Kamara is light activation. Okay. Once that God has downloaded information and you understand that information, you've sought Lady Venus. Sanat Kamara is that light activation. It's that shine. Your light will shine. Okay. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. You have a clear understanding. All right. Sanat Kamara, which means eternal youth, is an advanced cosmic light being who is dedicated to helping the earth rise up towards the light. He is, as far as I'm concerned, the leader of the keepers of the light. All right? Because he is light activation and he has been acknowledged as a god in Hinduism and in the Mahabharata story, which has come down from heaven bearing God's divine plan. Okay? I know some people are understanding, some people won't, but you have to trust yourself and trust the readings. In more recent times, Sanat Kumara has been acknowledged as coming from Venus and bringing through unconditional love. And he has eyes that are made of the cosmos. Y'all to see his eyes. He's got these green colored eyes and they're gazing at you. If you see these beautiful, the beautiful art that was done, it's by Lily Moses. It's a beautiful art. It shows him in a white gown, and he's it's like trimmed in green. His white is hair, and he's holding a scepter, a white scepter. It's like a light that shines. Okay, so he is light activation. He has, like I said, he has eyes that are made of the cosmos with the ability to penetrate the soul and activate its brightest light. And so when I talk about Sanat Kumara, I am talking about you having the ability of that deity being inside of you. And so that means that you're not talking about him doing what he does, but you're talking about he is the divine that is in you that does what he does, because God calls us gods, okay? So he is that divine deity. And so as you begin to call on the spirit Sanat Kumara, you'll be able to penetrate souls and activate its brightest lights. Okay? He can even seem like over of otherworldly because his looks are beyond human. Okay? You ever seen somebody that's so beautiful that they don't even look real? He is a being of the light. He's shining with the purest intentions. And he is the twin flame, like we said, of Lady Venus. And together, they activate the heart and the light of those who welcome their help so that they can shine brighter than ever. And I, you know, the scriptures always saying, talking about how God won't force himself on you and Jesus won't force himself on you. And that's the same thing with Sanat Kumara and Lady Venus. As they activate, as they help you to activate the heart and the light, they're only going to do it based on if you ask or if you welcome their help to do so. Okay? You're here to light up the world. That's why you're here. You are Sanat Kumara. All right? You may feel that you're being pushed or that there is a lot going on at one time because it can seem overwhelming. And this is because your energy is magnetic to others and that they want it in their life. So whoever you're called to, your light is drawing them, okay? So this is why you may be feeling overwhelmed. Some of you already know why you're overwhelmed and you're just trying to figure out how to take that next step. We're going to talk about that next step in the last card, okay? Take the time to listen to your inner voice. Remember the cosmic light of heaven and draw it into you. That's all you need to do to inspire the world. Sometimes you want to do extra and more, but you don't have to do all of that. All you have to do is remember the cosmic light of heaven, and then you draw it into you, okay? Because it's not going to be given into you. You have to draw it. You have to allow it. You have to accept it inside of you, all right? So our next and our last reading is Hilarion. All right, and I told you we were going to learn something about our last reading. And so Hilarion is divine healing. All right? You can be awakened. You can have that peace and that calmness and trusting yourself. You can have the downloads of the Almighty and the understanding of the Almighty embedded in you. You can have that light activation that shines beyond the ordinary. But until you have that divine healing, you got to be able to honor your sensitivity. When you know that there's a healing that needs to take place, you have to retreat, recharge, and heal. Your light will be able to support others. Okay? Oh, that's something else. That light activation that we talked about, Sanat Kumara, once you've received that divine healing, then that very light will be able to support others. So many people are walking around here sick and trying to heal others, and that don't work. You're wondering why things aren't working. Hilarion is a spiritual master who lived in the Middle East during the 4th century. And at the age of 15, he felt the call to go to the different retreats or go to the retreat of St. Anthony in the Egyptian desert. And this was busy with people needing healing, okay? In the Egyptian desert, the people were, they were real busy. So after a while, he went back home, okay? He went back home with some monks. And during that time, his parents passed away, and it was said that Hilarion was so devoted to service that he gave all their estates to his brothers and the poor. Okay? I know a lot of people out there not fixing to do that. They see an opportunity to have all types of things, and they keep it for themselves. I know people that have an abundance of things, and you can't take it with you if you die, you know, and you can't enjoy all of them at one time. And I guess some people feel like, you know, they worked hard for whatever it is they have, and so be it. Some people have 3-4 cars, 3-4 houses, beach houses, and all of those things. And I mean, you know, that's between you and your God. So nobody can tell you what to do and how to do. And I won't be a bully, you know, to tell you that, you know, you need to do what is right, because then that will be bullying. And I don't like people bullying somebody because they have things. You know, you have it, and if God hasn't told you to share or to bless somebody else, then I won't tell you unless he tells me to tell you. Yeah, during the time that his parents had passed away, it was said that Hilarion was so devoted to service that he gave all of his estates to his brothers and the poor. And see, now he could have just given it to the brothers, but he also gave it to the poor. And that's what the Bible talks about, giving to the poor and the needy. Now, because for the rest of his life, he lived as a hermit in a cave, and he was said to perform miracles with his prayers and touch. So because he needed healed, he had to go and retreat and hide away so he can recharge, and then he can go forth and heal, okay? So he went to the hills, and he lived as a hermit. And he was said, like I said, he was said to perform miracles with prayers and touch. To this day, he is dedicated to healing. His spirit is still dedicated to healing, but he also helps spiritual people who feel overly sensitive to overcome their challenges and integrate with the normal world. There are so many of us that have been hurt in the church and hurt in different things that, you know, work or whatever it is, and we never get that retreat and recharge so that we can heal and move forward. But instead, we're still out being bitter. You know, we hear one or two good things, but we're not completely or divinely healed. The world can seem overwhelming to us, and it's okay to retreat to a self place every now and then. We have to, and then when we're doing this, it gives us the opportunity to cleanse and to recharge our energy. And even though we may feel called to serve others or share our healings with them, but we have to understand that we have to take care of ourselves first so that we can be assured that we're filled with the light, love, and the energy first, so that we're not sacrificing our own development for others. And a lot of times people have sacrificed themselves. I know I've done it. You know, a lot of things with my kids. Things that I should have taught them, but I didn't, because I was just busy, 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 running, running, running. But as we are surrounded by the healing light of Hilarion and the healing angels at this time, so that we can recharge and we can feel whole, this is our time of divine healing. All right, family, this was our 5-card reading on Mary Magdalene, Faith, Lady Venus, Sanat Kumara, and Hilarion on the Keepers of the Light. And just want to encourage you to take these words of encouragement and this reading so that you can move forward, find out who you are, you can move forward and be successful in your endeavors and in your life. If you are needing a personal reading, send me a message on email. My email is thequeenscrown12@gmail.com. That's T-H-E-C-R-O. thequeenscrown12@gmail.com. You can send me an email. I will respond back to you as quickly as possible to set up your personal reading. Personal readings start at $30, and that is for 30 minutes. If there is something that you're needing extra or more of, and I am able to do that, we will discuss a price and get you started on your journey as soon as possible. I want to thank you all again for checking Naomi's House out on this podcast. You all have a great evening, and I will see you all next week. Peace, love, and light. Hotep to you all.